بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Last night we began with Surah Ali Imran, the opening verses of Surah Ali Imran, which through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we completed tonight. When it comes to Surah Ali Imran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the riwayat is in Muslim Sharif, that اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. That recite the Holy Quran in abundance, for indeed it will come on the day of Qiyamah as an intercessor for the one who recited it. وقرأوا الزهراوين فإنهما تأتيان يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابهما. فَإِنَّهُمَا تَأْتِيَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُحَاجَّانِ عَنْ أَصْحَابِهِمَا. And in particular recite the two illuminated surahs, that is Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. For indeed they will come on the day of Qiyamah in the form of two clouds, and in one narration in the form of two birds, and they will begin to defend and argue on behalf of the one who recited them. When it comes to Surah Ali Imran, there's consensus among the Mufassireen that this is a Madani surah, which means that the verses were revealed after the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara. In fact, a large number of verses were revealed with regard to the Wafd of Najran. There was a delegation of Christians who lived in the area of Najran. And as Islam spread, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to them, inviting them towards Islam. And they were given two options: that either submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become Muslims, or pay jizya. Jizya is a tax which non-Muslims are asked to pay to the Muslim state so that they may live in the Islamic state. And if you refuse either of these two options, then prepare for war which the Muslims are going to wage against you. When these Christians received this news, they prepared a delegation and came to Medina Munawwara. According to the riwayat of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, this group entered Medina Munawwara, 60 horsemen. And amongst them were 14 high-ranking individuals. They entered Medina Munawwara and they came to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Asr Salah. And here they began arguing and debating regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they began taking verses of the Holy Quran, those verses which refer to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as Ruhullah, Kalimatullah, the Spirit of Allah, the Word of Allah. And they began claiming through these verses that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, na'udhu billah, is the son of Allah. With regard to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. Whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides the verses of the Holy Quran into two categories. One are those verses which are the muhkamat, those verses whose meaning is apparent, it can be easily understood. And the second category is those verses which are known as the mutashabihat, that they have an apparent outer meaning, but the true meaning, the true understanding lies in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. With regard to these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ. That those in whose hearts lurk doubt, lurk crookedness, then they try and they attempt to find an interpretation for these verses. They try to follow the meaning of these verses. They try to apply their minds and their logic and come to some conclusion regarding these verses. However, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. Those who are firmly grounded in their knowledge, they have placed their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do they say? We believe in all these verses. They are from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not attempt to try and find the meaning of these verses. From here we understand as well that in today's time we find many groups of people who try to interpret the Holy Quran according to their own whims and fancies. Yet the matter of tafsir, of making commentary on the Holy Quran, is a very delicate subject, something which requires a great deal of knowledge, knowledge of the Arabic language, knowledge of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be that as it may, these Christians continue to argue and try and prove their point. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to invite these Christians to the act of mubahala. Mubahala was a practice which was done whenever there was some form of dispute between two religious parties. And basically what did it entail? That these two parties would call their family, their wives and their children. And they would go out together and invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse to be upon whichever party was incorrect. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places this in front of them. These Christians get together and the leader of this delegation addresses them. And he says to them that you know well that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. There is no doubt about that. If we are going to engage in this act of mubahala, the only outcome for us will be loss, destruction, ruin. Therefore, let us go to him, let us propose a treaty, and let us agree to pay the jizya. Today we find many arguments taking place. Unfortunately, in our own community, people start to doubt regarding the status of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding the finality of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a matter which has not been decided 10 years ago or 100 years ago. But 1400 years ago, Quran placed a seal on it. That Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi of Allah. He is a chosen and special servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but nothing more. In one verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and addressing the Muslimin that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he is the greatest Nabi of Allah, although he is the chosen slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the end of the day he is nothing but a messenger. You cannot elevate him to the pedestal of divinity, claim that he is a deity, claim that he is Allah. Therefore, when it comes to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all the more reason, yes, he was a Nabi of Allah. He was a chosen slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but nothing more. Moving on in the surah, there was a person by the name of Shammas bin Qais. And this individual had within his heart great enmity, great dislike for the Muslimin. On one occasion, he passed by a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who belonged to the Aus and Khazraj tribes of Medina Munawwara. And it is very famous regarding the Aus and Khazraj, that prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming to Medina Munawwara, there was great discord, great rivalry that existed between these two tribes. However, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the pact of brotherhood which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made between these two tribes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it, وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah says, remember when you were enemies of one another, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created affection in your hearts for one another. So these tribes became very close. So this person, Shammas bin Qais, passes by these sahaba radiallahu anhum. He sees them engaging in discussion very amicably, very peacefully. And this hatred in his heart for Islam and the Muslims is stirred up. So he calls an individual and he requests him to start reciting poetry which these two tribes used to compose against one another in the previous times. This individual begins to recite the verses of poetry and emotions are stirred up, angers, tempers flare, and eventually it breaks out into an argument between the Aus and the Khazraj once again. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears of this, he becomes extremely upset. And at this stage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ. That all those who have brought iman, if you follow a group of those who were given the book, referring to the Jews and Christians, then undoubtedly after you having brought iman, they will cause you to lose your iman. In this Allah is addressing the Sahaba radiallahu anhu in particular, but also addressing the Muslim ummah at large. That if you have to follow the way of the disbelievers, if you have to follow the whims and fancies of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the only outcome for you, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well, will be complete destruction, complete loss. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very briefly two golden principles, which if this ummah holds on to and follows, then the collective strength of the Muslim ummah will remain steadfast. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. The first golden principle, inculcate taqwa within your life. What kind of taqwa? حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. such fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is befitting of. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he was explaining this verse, he said, what does haqqa tuqatih mean? It means that a huwa ay yu'ta fala yu'sa, that a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not disobey him. Wa ay yudhkar fala yunsa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered and a person does not become oblivious of him. Wa ay yushkar fala yukfar, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gratitude is shown towards him and no ingratitude is shown towards him. The first golden rule is inculcate taqwa within your life. And the second rule, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about unity. That hold firmly onto the rope of Allah, the cord of Allah, and do not be divided. What is the rope of Allah? What is the cord of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, kitabullah huwa hablullahi al-mamdud min as-sama'i ila al-ard. The book of Allah, the Quran of Allah, this is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unity, true unity, can only be on the basis of the Holy Quran. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah says that if this ummah brings these two qualities into them, that is taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and unity on the basis of the Holy Quran, then he says, as in the past where we saw the rise of Islam, we saw the dominance of Islam, we saw the spread of Islam, he says in today's time also, we will see that same strength and superiority of Islam once again in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.